In the Rosh, towards the bottom of the page, he says, L'hosh Maito. So, do you have that in your Rosh?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So, on the Gilyan, it points out, Mr. Shaz, this is basically taken from the Rashi in Pesachim. So, Rav Dimi was saying over this statement to Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan said that Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah Heta is not Mitzarif L'Yisur. So he asked a question from the Mishnah by the case of Hamikvah, Tavchel Av V'Kofi, like a porridge, a thick type of a Kagan Daisa, Farina, so you would cook a grain until it comes like a porridge. Vashuma shemen, and the flavorings, the garlic and the oil, and the sunim by the tavlin heim shalchulin. So the mikvah is first case of the mikvah is mikvah is truma, but the flavorings, ingredients, the different things are there for spicing it up. Are made are chulin. So if the tuliyam touches it, he's personal the whole thing. Personal called the mikvah ikur tuliyam personal is a truma. So tuliyam will impact the truma. The truma becomes usher to eat. Seemingly he only touched the shumer, the shemen, but since the primary thing is the mikvah, which is truma, the whole thing is affected. Then in the second case, where the mikvah is chulin, but the shuman shaman are of truma, and the tuliyam touches it, so the whole so that makim becomes puzzle. Being about makim ago, my puzzle the habateli b'luhu tabin beruba. The kasachodata the dimur also mirabanan. We're assuming right now that the shear which Chazal gave that truma is only puzzle. In 1 in 100 is a din rabbanan. So miraisa, it's bottle. So why is it affected? So Rabbi Yochanan said back, the Gemara said back that Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Yochanan is a dimur de raisa. If it's a mixture, it's not a rabbanan de gaden. It's a de raisa de gaden. Hol bizarre like all that because I is. So if there's a kezayis, which the person could eat with echelus pras, so that's going to be malchus even. So it's, and less than that, there would be, we'll assume it would be an issa deraisa, but there's not enough for malchus. The status of chuma is still there. The status of chuma is there. Now, but we don't give it the full status of truma to the point that the whole thing becomes tameh. But we do give it the status of truma that the part which is actually truma is going to be affected. But in my time is Zorlok Yolab Kazayas. Why does the Zor get affected by eating a Kazayas of it? Hala Ochel Kazayas truma, eating a Kazayas of it, which is what we're assuming right now, but it's not all truma. So lav, isn't it because mishum they had to mistarf liyisur? So Rabbi Yochanan said it's only by nazir we see it's even by truma. Umashani, the Gemara answers high loike because ayis the kamar kigoyin the ochel kazayis iser b'klechilis pras. So it wasn't that he ate just one kazayis of the mixture, because then you're right in that kazayis there's not a kazayis of iser. It's only partially iser. He ate a larger amount, and in that larger amount, there was a kazayis of iser. Shemochel pras min a mikvah. If he ate the size of a pras from the porridge, the hino dalid beyim, the shear of a pras is 4 eggs. So, if during that time that he ate the four eggs worth, ochel begavei kazayis, he ate a kazayis of iser. If there was a kazayis of iser in there, it's 1/8. There's 2 kazayis in a kabeyah. So if 1/8 of it is, the ratio is 1 to 8, when he eats 4 bayim, we assume he ate 1 kezayis of iser. V'kayim alone, we hold the kol shir achilas iser, gan chela v'dam. A person eats a kezayis of chela or kezayis of dam, or kekosevis v'yam kippur, the shir v'yam kippur of achilas is larger than a kezayis, it's the size of a kekosevis, a date. Mistarv achiloson b'chei shir shiyu zeh, so the tziruf of achila, person ate a little bit, paused, ate a little bit and paused, how long does he have? Can he go for hours and keep doing that? No. So the shir achila that he mistarv is ishim ochel kechardol chelev v'chosav ochel, he ate a very small piece of chelev the size of a mustard seed and he kept eating it out of hishlim l'kezayis, up to the point of a kezayis. Im ein mitchila echila at seifa yosem mishehias kdei echilas pras. If the time that he took to eat all of these very small pieces was not more than the time it takes a person to eat a pras, mitchila benin is in an average eating mitstarif. So that's in halacha. It's called yet at the same time. So that's the shear of kedekulus pras.
Rabbi, I just want to make sure I understand it clearly. Is it only by something that's more liquidy in form, like the porridge?
No. Any achila. The shear of. Well, see.
I'm sorry. My question wasn't clear. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We're talking about the truma aspects of and hulin and the tful yom.
Right.
The issue of eating the kezayis that's mixed in is with the liquidy. We talked before, I think, about like solid food and then like it's sprinkled on top as opposed to it being.
If it's mixed in, any scenario where you would have it mixed in, I mean, that could be for Isser, it could be for Heter, but for example, let's say a person would take chalev as an ingredient in his food.
Right.
Where even though the food is a solid food, he bakes a cake, right? So now it's solid, but if there's a kezayis worth of Isser
inside the whole
mixture,
so in that case, right, it wouldn't matter how big the hole is, as long as there's a kezayis worth of iser, the whole thing then is.
But so if the there's a kezayis of iser, the ratio is, let's say, the ratio of kezayis to pras is 1/8 according to. It's probably more whether because the process is 4 bayim or 3 bayim or 4 bayim. So, but let's assume Rashi learns that it's 4 bayim. Rambam learns it's 3 bayim. It's chalak is tanoi, mashallah, how we paskin like. So according to Rashi, the ratio is 1 to 8. So if that ingredient is 1 to 8 to the total amount of mass which is there, so a person will eat 4 bayim's worth of kezayis. So kedekulus pras works if he eats the actual kapras and there's a kezayis inside of it. It also works if he eats just a kezayis, spread it over a period of time, that a person would take the other pras. Right. Both of those are true. Kezayis kedekulus pras is mihavi deraisa. So then Abaye asked back to Rav Dimi, right? Rav Dimi. Yeah. But to me, he asked, is that true? That's a din d'oraisa? So then he asked, well, so why did Rabbi Eliezer argue? Hod the Amar Rabbanon, the kezayis mitzarev keshira shehias achilas pras. That halacha that achilas add together, spread out over a period of time, achilas pras. Mihavi d'oraisa, halacha moshe misinai keshar shiurim. The kamar loike, is that true that it's halacha moshe misinai? I mean, we wouldn't make up, can't make up the shear ourselves. So if we don't have a local Moshe Sinai on that, it's not going to be, we cannot create malchus. So he said, yeah, it's the rice. So he said, Yehachi, my pligi, Rabbanah laid the Rebbe Eliezer Bekutach. So why did the Chamim argue Akutakabavli, Nihinami Deloy Darshi call the Rabbis Iruvai. So Rabbi Eliezer Darshan's call Machmetz Loy Sechelo, the extra word call, to tell me that there's another Isser of Terubas Chametz. But according to Rabbanon, they don't have the word call. But who cares? So, oh, Kazayas, but that's Hilas Bras. According to, if there's a Kazayas of Chametz in there, in the ratio which would allow him to eat a Kazayas of Chametz, if Bethechilis Pras, so why would the Chomer argue? So the Mor said back, Amrle Hanach Lekutach Bavli, the Kiddush over there is the Le'ochel Kazayas Min HaChometz Kashir Shias Pras. He won't eat a Kazayas in the time frame of a Pras. Why? The Hakutach Ena Osi Lechol El Letabel. It's not used, you don't eat it, you use it as a dip. So eating it in the period of time of the Echilis Pras and a dip, you're not going to get a Kazayas. There is a Kazayas mixed in the ratio of 1 to 8, but a person's never going to get that because he's not going to eat a whole Pras worth in the time of a normal Echilis Pras. And if he sits down and eats the whole thing straight, if it does occur that a person would eat it straight, the hashra ika kazayis b'lechilas pras, baladaita b'lechilah he lechiyuvela. So kach pesh Rashi b'sachol. So Rashi learns that he's not chayiv, but that's called chilah kol shloik kudarik, and he's not chayiv. Now, like the Rosh, v'yesh b'forshim. There's another pshat. The misrami v'alchole and how can I make the chayiv? They learn that if you need it, he'd be chayiv. But amoloi ma'ayir b'hachi. So that's not a normal case. Why are we discussing that? So Blazer's Kiddush is, since there's a Kazayas in the right ratio, the whole thing becomes usher to eat, even though there isn't a Kazayas of Chometz when he eats a Pras, in the time frame of a Pras. The Chometz say, no, that you need a Pasuk for, since when a person's going to eat it, Karnav Blazer gets Malkus. There's another positive merit, but you get Malkus for eating this Terubas, which has a Kazayas in a ratio of 1 to 8, even though you're not eating the whole 8. Right, that's the Chiddush of Eliezer. Chama said, we don't agree to that. We don't have a positive for that. V'mishra kashotar, metaba boi kadarka, like a Kazayas, if you eat it in the normal fashion of dipping it, like a Kazayas b'dechilis pras. Okay. Esrei. Your questions here?
What's
Mishat or Kishat means dipping in it. Yeah. Is that the Gemara? We're holding the Gemara. Yes.
What's Aleph Kavod?
The Achilles Press? Esme. Shtei Meduchos. So you have a mortar and a pestle. So the Meducha is the mortar. So you took some type of an herb and you ground it up. So now you have a container of that item. You have two containers. Achashal Truma Bachashal Chulin. One of them contains whatever the herb was, which was Truma, and one of them contains the same herb but of Chulin. Lefanim Shtekderis. So you have this spice in each one of these, which has been ground up, and there's two pots, achas shetruma v'achas shechulin, and there's two items cooking, two pots cooking, one was shetruma, one was chulin. And they got poured in the spice of one meducha went into one pot. The spice of one, the other meducha went into the other pot. So you don't know if the chum went into the chuma pot where the truma went into the chulin pot. So the Mishnah says shtein mutaris. So the pots remain mutar. Sheni yomer, because I can assume I'm a lochik right to assume chulin l'sech chulin naflu truma l'sech truma naflu. So it fell into the head. So the more well this if Kedayis Nechlis Pras is the Rabbanon. Okay, so the Chalman came along and could write a Kula into the Isser and say, if you have this type of situation, we can say assume that the things worked out well. But it's the Raisa, suffered the Raisa of the Chumra. Visa Chodayit Kedayis Nechlis Pras is the Raisa. Amai Arminan Shani Omer. Okay, so what gave me a right to make this assumption? So the Morris says, okay, so let's follow your thought process. Okay, so you're trying to prove that Kedayis Nechlis Pras is not the right. So this case of the shum before, so how you understand that? The only other option we gave was you say had to be start with the answer. So we still have the same problem. Marcel Lamai had to be start with the answer. If the other conclusion is Kedayis Nechlis Pras is not the right, so just eating the Kedayis is not over such a period of time would not be the right, so fine. So what's the din of the Mishnah before by the case of the truma, the mikvah of chulin and the truma, the shuman shaman of truma, that they become posel? You have to say hetem istarf liyisr. So then over here, and that's truma. So hetem istarf liyisr also. So now the heter of chulin has, if it has truma in it, it's the right of the raisa. So some of the raisa of the chumra. What'd you gain? Ella is that the more hanach l'chumas tavlin the rabbanon he. Ella, my head to start with this. My arminin shani yomer. Even if you say head to start with this, you still can't say shani yomer. So more says you got it all wrong, right? Even if it's kedayis this process, the raisa truma applies to the five grains, to tirish and yitzer, to wine and to oil. It doesn't apply to herbs. So the whole thing of truma, that which you apply the halacha of the truma to all these herbs, the spices, is all the rabbanon. Therefore, they were makel. That if that's the issue, we have a right to make an assumption and make a mutter. Hanach truma tzavon, which is the rabbanon here. So at the Rosh, Alamai Heter Mitzarf Liyisr, Amai Arinan Shani Armor. So if the conclusion is Kedayis Nechlis Pras not the Raisa, so then the Raisa, the Mishnah before, the only way we can explain it otherwise is saying Heter Mitzarf Liyisr. The Kolshkin Dika Misa, so Heter Mitzarf Liyisr is Misa Vedei Shemayim. I feel because I is the Chudei. Now, not only is it, he has to eat a pras to be Chayim, you don't have to be Sarf Liyisr. The Heter combines with the Isr to make a Kazayas of a Chila by itself, without the whole pras. Elahanach Chumas Drabonah, Tavad Drabonah. The Reish is the Goncha, Tireshka B'Yitzarecha, Ksiv. The rice, it's only the chiyuv of truma is only dogon, which are the five species of grain, or tirish, which is wine, or yitzer, which is oil. So therefore, but all other vegetation which is chayav and truma is the rabbanon. V'chi basaf kulon tlinu l'kula. Therefore, Chazal said, and it's a case of suffix, you can be tlinu l'kula. Okay. Anyway. What are you looking at? The Kolsch came?
No.
I don't know where you're at, see. Are you reading the Gemara or the Rosh? Alamai hetem start with Yisra, Amai, Arminin, Shani, Armor?
Yes.
The Kolsch and Dika Misa, I feel it because I is the Chudei.
Yes, it's considered a
yeah.
That might be in terms of.
Misu de Shemaim, Truma. Aleph Yud Nun, the past should be Ika, it should be a Chaf, not a Nun. That's what I have. Yeah.
It doesn't say the kachshin for the kol shekain. It says the tough.
Okay, I'll read what I have to. Anyway, so the submission shumbus, shtei kupas, similar type of case. There's two containers. Achas shumah v'achas shechulin. One contains shumah, one contains chulin. If they in shtei soyin, and you have two piles of saw each, which is less than the size of the kupa, achas shechulin, achas shumah. And this pile of shumah fell into one of the containers. The pile of chulin fell into one of the containers. So shnei matarim, shani armer chulin sechulin naflu, chumah sechumah naflu. So we assume that the chumah went into the head, into the chumah. So now we're talking about grain. We're not talking about spices anymore. So now we're talking about the rice. So again, Tobiah asked Yisocholatuk because I suspect this process is. Probably gears is the rice. Yeah. If you look at that, this is the rice. A Meyer Minish and the armor. What gave me the right to make this halachically make the assumption of heter? I have to be chayshah that maybe the chuma fell into the chulin, and now when the person eats, he's eating a kazayas of the chuma, the achilas prats, which is the rice. So 1 second. So we had in the same type of conversation in the last piece. The other option is hetter mitzarif l'iser, which doesn't make things better, makes things worse. Kazayas has to mean the person has to eat the kazayas of the iser, which is spread out over a pras of the hetter. But he only kind of eats a pras, because within the pras there is a kazayas. If you don't have to start from the iser, the hetter itself becomes part of the iser, and any one kazayas of there is partially hetter and partially iser, and the hetter is start to the iser, and the whole thing becomes also. He's chayav in a kazayas, like the rush said. So what are you gaining? So the Gemara continues, and addresses that question. Bisham l'did, I mean, Mishum hetem istarif l'yisr. Kegan nefishi chulin. So now the Gemara introduces a new point that this din of hetem istarif l'yisr is only if the iser is roiv, or if the iser is equal to the heter. So you have half a kazayas. We had in the first case, we had half a kazayas, half of it of heter, half of iser. But a case where the majority is chulin, you don't say heter mitzarif l'iser. So that's how I would answer this question. El didok the marta mishum the ikar kazayas with achilas pras. Kinefisha chulin may have it. You're saying even though in the case of the press, the iser is only 1/8 of the total mass which is here, and still you say this press mixed into this mixture is chayiv, even though the majority is chulin. Amalei hanal truma b'zman zed rabbanan. The halacha is only said even though it's on grains, which is the raisa, but there's another condition. That which truma is the raisa is only in a case where you have the majority of klaiso came back During Bayis Sheni, which they didn't, had they come back, that would have put a full kedusha on Eretz Yisrael. or because the conquest of Eretz Yisrael the second time wasn't done correctly. Whatever the reason why we hold the Truma that the reestablishment of and by Rishon Truma was the Reis. By Sheni Truma is only Darbana. So even though it's grain, but Truma is one that's Darbana anyway, and that's why we're Mekel. Okay. Zok de Rosh. Base Kupas, Gedolus, the bottom Rosh and Lama Babam Base. There's two large containers of a hen to war, and they both have grain in them. Habi Truma the Raisa. That now we're talking about grain, which is Truma the Raisa. Speech some of the deed, I mean, I had to be starful, is there. I have a marking over here. I don't know where it goes to. A bracket with an asterisk.
We have a Cheshek Shlomo up here, Rosh.
Yeah, where?
It's on the very, very bottom of the page.
Yeah, it's missing.
Bottom left quadrant.
No.
It's near the Torah Loma Hetzmitzar the Isser.
Okay, and that's what I assume that he's trying to correct. I don't have on the page. It's missing. Okay, good.
Safer.
What?
Iker Chassan is safer.
Yeah. Okay, so that Allah Hetzmitzar the Isser is only in a case where the Isser is Ein Ela Berubai Isser B'Shnei Meshav, and if the majority is Isser, so you'd have three quarters of a Kazayas of Isser and one quarter is Heter, Heter Mistarfli Isser. They're half and half, Heter Mistarfli Isser. But over here, where the majority is Kulan, you don't say Heter Mistarfli Isser. So, but according to you, that even in case where the Kulan is the majority, as long as there's a Kazayas of Truma mixed in such a way that when a person eats a pras, he'll end up eating a Kazayas of Truma, it should be Usser. So, how can you be made? How the Truma Bezman is there, the Rabbanon. The Filo Tavuos Dagon, the Filo Tavuos Dagon, even the Truma of grain is on the Rabbanon. Hilo Tavuos Dagon, that's why you have to make it. Okay. Okay. Amalei Abai. So we're now approaching a different question over here to Rav Dimi. So Mimai the High Mishras Lehetem Itzarf Leisur Huda Asur. How do we know to make the assumption that this word Mishras? So now. Going back to, so Rabbi Yochanan said, only certain Shabbat Torah, you don't say Hetem Yisrael for Yisr, with the exception of by Nazir. So the question is, until now we're challenging that which you don't say Hetem Yisrael for Yisr, Kultur Kula, we seem to say you're saying it in other places. So that's now we're going back to by Nazir, the reduction in the word B'chol Mishras Anovim, that soaking in the bread which you soak into the wine, and then eats a kazayas of the bread, you say that the heter of the bread and the iser of the wine combined together to give a shear for the chi of nazir. That's what you're darshaning for. Maybe dima litin tam kiker who the also. So why don't we argue the other way? It's come to teach me the halacha of Tom Kaker. Now the Gemara gets bothered by the question, which we just the Gemara interrupts Abaya's question. He says, "One second, Abaya has been like challenging the whole time that it applies to Kultur Kula. And you're saying it doesn't only applies over here. Now you're saying, you know, okay, fine. You know, it not only does it not apply Kultur Kula, it doesn't even apply over here." Like, that's Abaya is like totally shifting. So the Mara, Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't say Hetem Mitzarif Liyasir except with the exception of Nazir. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Right? And Rav Dibi quoted that. And Abaya, so, said, one second, I see my truma, that the reason why you're loik is because Hetem Mitzarif Liyasir, it's even my truma. So Abaya is saying that Hetem Mitzarif Liyasir not only applies by Nazir, it applies even by truma. And all of the questions which we're asking are to prove Hetem Mitzarif Liyasir even by other things. So Rav Yochanan said it only applies here, and Abaya is expanding it to everywhere else. Now Abaya is saying, you know what? Not only does it not apply anywhere, it doesn't even apply by Nazir, is not true. Because Mishra is a means, Tom Ganker? So you're going with a kutsa la kutsa. Your mama's going from one extreme to the other. First, you're asking me that I have multiple riyas to prove that it applies, this concept that this applies everywhere in the Torah. Now you're saying it applies nowhere in the Torah. Not even by Nazir. Right? What are you doing? Original question was that Rabbi said it doesn't apply everywhere else. He's saying it does. Kohalan to Yuvta, that he has all these questions. Hadar Amalei Litan Tam Kaker, and then he says, you know what? Not even my nozer. It means Tom Kaker my nozer. Like, whoa. Moran's is Bosha the Shanile. Yeah, after Redeemer gave all of his answers, and Abaya saw that it's not true that it had to be started listed by other cases. So Abaya says, you know what? Okay, fine, I accept that. It's only by Nazir. You know what? Maybe it's not even by Nazir. Then Amarle, Dilma Litan Tam Kaker, Huda Asa. Now Abaya finishes. Now Abaya gets to finish his question. Look at Tanya. Or Kinatanya, look at Tanya. Mishas, there's a brisa which says Mishas Litan Tam Kaker. So the Rabbi Yochanan and the Amara is arguing that the pasuk teaching me Hetem Mitzarif Liyasir. Maybe the purpose of the pasuk is to teach me, like the brisa says, to tell me Tam Kaker. What is that? She'im shara anovim b'mayim. If a person soaks, not like we had before, the case of soaking bread in wine. If a person soaks the grapes in water. V'yesh b'hem tam yayin, and they absorb the flavor of the wine. So chayiv, and we cannot have done. And from here we learn the Bach adds in Lamed l'chol yisurin shepetara. This is the source for the concept of tam kaker. How so? Uman nazar shein yisur yisur oilam. Many sur yisur hanoa. Nazar has many leniencies. First of all, it's a limited period of yisur, and it's an osur hanoa. And we had to the surah, and there's ways to be, you can even actually be matter it. You can go to Chacham and be matter the netter. So it's not even like something which is like Vadai. And also with Tom Kiker, the Torah came along and said that the Tom is Kiker. So other Yisurim, which have, don't have these leniencies. For example, Klai Karim, which has none of them, she Yisur Yisur, and then whatever is also Klai Karim remains also forever. Yisur Yisur Hanu, it's also Banu. But Hetel Yisur, there's no way to make him mutter once it's also. And then she also with Tom Kaker. It's a Kavul Chaymer. Isn't it appropriate that the Shmidin of Tom Kaker, Huden LaOrla B'Shtayim, Orla has two things in common with Klein. Now, So the question is, why don't you have all three? You should really have all three. So In other words, orla is the first 3 years, the fruits which grow in the first 3 years. The fruits which grow in the first 3 years remain also forever. If I find a way to preserve the fruit that it shouldn't rot, and it can sit there, for it can dry it out, it can dry the fruit out. So I have an apricot tree. Right? So I dry my apricot, and now it's 10 years later, it's a dried apricot, but it's also because it was from the first 3 years. It doesn't come mutter. It's the fruit of the fourth year is which is mutter, not the fruit, not after the 3 years is a mutter. But on the other hand, there is an element of leniency in orla, that this isser of orla does have a point where the isser falls off, not on this specific fruit, but on the concept of the tree it falls off. So in that way, it's not exactly the same as klai kerem. That's what Rashi learns. Tish doesn't like it, but that's what Rashi learns.
It's a little confusing.
What?
Could get confusing if you had the fruit of the tree and how long it was there. If it wasn't picked, it was still on.
It's also usher.
Usher.
If it... The Gemara... I don't recall how much of a growth has to be there to be considered a fruit of the third year. It depends on the budding, depends on the developing of the fruit. I don't remember the details. Okay, so that's the question. So let's suggest, instead of saying this concept of hetamim starfli iser, which, if you recall, the original example, for example, in the case of Soor, we discussed the idea of you would take a half a kezias of iser and half a kezias of heter and eat it together, or even like the Rosh said back by Rabbi Yechon's first din, he eats a half a kezias of grapes and half a kezias of bread with basachas. So the example of the pasuk of Mishras, the bread actually absorbs the wine. So there is theoretically Tom Kicker concept over there also. But the Jerusha, which we're learning out of Hetem Sarf Lisser, does not require that there should be any transfer of Tom. He's eating, he sits down, takes a grape, and measures out a half a kezias of grape. Takes a piece of bread, measures out a half a kezias of piece of bread. Sticks both in his mouth at the same time. According to the Rebbe in this guy, he had to miss Tarf Isser. He ate Isser, and he had a maisa chil of a kezias. So the heter is mitzarf to the Isser to be mechayev. So Morris's bias says, one second. If you tell me that the pasuk is teaching me a concept of since the bread absorbed the wine, it absorbed the flavor, or this example of the water absorbed the flavor, so we're learning out a concept that the flavor of the item has the same status as the actual substance of the item. So then you're not being mechayev because there's the heter is mitzarf to the iser. You're being mechayev because there's a kezias with a tam. How you measure kezias with a tam is a different question. So you're being mechayev for a kezias of iser expressed through tam as opposed through the substance. But you're saying, forget about the tam. There's not a kezias of iser. But you're chayev anyway because the heter joins with the iser. Says, that's a bigger kiddush. Who gave you right to say that? And I have a brisa to prove it. That the brisa learns out from this. You're Rabbi Yochanan, and the Amara are going to brisa, which says the purpose of the pasuk is to teach me the locha of Tom Kicker.
You know, it could be that the spice is stronger than the substance anyway. I mean, some spices are really strong. It could be overwhelming, even though it's a little bit. It could really.
Okay, so that's a little confusing how we deal with how you measure a kezias of tam. We discussed this when we learned about a zora. a long time ago. There's a machlokes b'sharim. The more discusses what's called tamo u'mamoshay, tamo v'lo mamoshay. What's the raisa or not? Or is, do you say the only time it gets malchus is in a case where the actual mamoshay was liquefied and then absorbed in, and then you can still taste it? So the chiddush of Tom Kikker is that you have a kazayis of actual issa there, and the chiddush is you don't say it's bottle because you can still taste it. So Tom is not generating the issa. The point of Tom is to hold on to the issa which is there, that it shouldn't become bottle. That's one way to understand Tom Kikker, and that's the only case where it gets malchus. It's one way.
Well, if it was, what if you had no taste in it, would it be bottle?
Yeah, you say Beltelberg, you say Bittel.
So even no matter how much substance it was?
Well, Barayev. Bittel Barayev.
But it has no taste.
If I take something which is tasteless,
yeah,
and I actually eat it, I don't care whether it's tasteless. I ate a kazayas of it. Or you know, I ate whatever, you know, two or three, person eats two or three kazayas. If he mixes it in with something which is, the iser is still derived, there's no Bittel. But the shadow's all around. I mix it in, there's a rule that's our Bittel Barayev. Comes the din of Tom Kikker, says that the din of Bittel Barayev is because it's not nicker anymore, it becomes unrecognizable in the mixture, therefore it's bottle. Bittel assumes a taruvus, a mixture. If I have Heter and Isser, I say, wow, Bittel Barayev, there's no Bittel Barayev, they're right next to each other. It's so you make a mixture and I can't see it. I can see it pointed, there's no Bittel Barayev. I see it there, you know, I see my onion of Isser. Well, it's bottle. In a mixture, but I see the onion, so take it out. You know, I can't, so then don't eat it. The whole bit of the room assumes that it becomes mixed in to the point you can't recognize it. Tom Kikker tells me, "What do you mean you can't recognize it? You can taste it. That's also not recognizing it." So Tom Kikker prevents bitl baroy. Okay, so but you actually have a kazai savisser. So that's what some rishonim learn. The only case you get malchus by Tom Kikker is if you is whether it's at tama uma masha.
And then there's some spices you take out. They still leave behind the crazy flavor.
Most, spices are more complicated. But you know, we're talking about, you know, wine. I mix wine as an ingredient. It's my whatever I'm cooking. If you can taste the wine, say Tom Kikker, right? There's actual wine in there. So that's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it is that the Ben Tom learns that Tom even if it just absorbs the flavor, but there's no actual substance, it gets a din of iser. Tom Kikker. But Abaye's argument is, but that's still a better idea than the din of Heter Mitzrayim for iser, which the Heter has absolutely zero connection to the iser at all. Over here, the Chiddush is that eating something which is flavored as wine gets a din of wine. Okay, right? It's not the het is mistar, but that the because this is flavored like wine, it has the tam of yayin, it's called yayin. Okay.